How many of you think something has to be done to have peace? Few. There's more. Come on. There's a lot more. Because we're the doers. We're the doers. If we want to make okra, it has to be made. It has to be cut. It doesn't come that way from the okra plant. You have to pick it, you have to cut it, you have to clean it, then you have to put it in the frying pan. Do something to have something, except for peace. It is what we have been so busy in doing that is preventing the peace from being felt in our lives. And what has to happen is, please, let peace emerge. 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 Not create. Not think. Not sit there and go, now I am in peace. And then somebody there going, yes, 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 now you're in peace. That's all we need, right? No, peace has to be real. You think peace is an option? If you think peace is an option, how many of you are busy in your daily lives and think it's kind of not possible to sit there and pursue peace because you're so busy from morning till evening? You're in the education, you have to go to college, you have to go to your shop, you have to go to your business, you have to go to your job, your government job, your, you know, whatever. How many of you think no time for peace? Nobody? This is what people say. I don't have time. I'm busy. I am busy being miserable. I have no time for happiness. Then all I can say is, will you please reconsider? This is your life. Reconsider your priorities of what is important to you. But we sit in the grand illusion that it is so. This is what I said. All is not as it seems to be. All is not as it seems to be. All is not as it seems to be.